Hey friend, welcome back to another episode of Fig and Farm at Home, where we answer on Tuesdays a listener's question in 10 minutes or less. We can do it. Today's question comes from Summer, and she is saying, how do you reduce visual clutter if you don't have a whole lot of storage? In fact, her words are, if you have minimal storage. All right, Summer, get those tennies on, get your bins ready, because we are going to get to work. All right, friends, enjoy today's show. It's Quick Tip Tuesday. You have questions, I have answers, and I am so glad to be answering them for you today. If you have a question that you want answered on the show, pop into my DMs on Instagram at Fig and Farm. Send me an email at figandfarmathome@gmail.com or join the Facebook group and ask there, bit.ly/design101group. Let's hop to it. Let's answer your question. And if you find value in this, I'm sure someone else will too, so make sure you share with a friend. You may have been wondering where I have been for the last 2 weeks, and here is what has been happening. Spring break. We went late this year, and not only did we go late, but we had 2 weeks of spring break. Why? Because I have three boys who are in two different school districts, who had two different spring breaks, and it was lovely and relaxing and wonderful, and I just decided to take a break. Tell me about the break you last took. I hope it was a good one. I hope you did something wonderful for spring break. But we are back, refreshed, and diving right back into those Quick Tip Tuesdays. So if you have a question you want answered just like Summer, send me an email at hello@figandfarmathome.com so I can answer your question, the burning question you have that you just want to make a little headway on. And before we answer Summer's question, I want to remind you that tomorrow is the day. Tomorrow, May 1st, is the day that Fig and Farm at Home is announcing something new. I have something up my sleeves, and I am so excited to share it with you all. So if you're dying to know what it is, I want you to come and join my newsletter. You can do that by just sending me an email, hello@figandfarmathome.com, or join the Facebook group, bit.ly/design101group. I'll put the links in the show notes so you don't have to remember it, especially if you're driving. Don't stop and write that down. Keep your eyes on the road. All right, let's answer Summer's question. How do I reduce visual clutter with minimal storage? Okay, Summer, you are probably anticipating that I am going to say declutter. That is the end all be all. And that is true. We do want to minimize some of that clutter. But here's the thing. Sometimes we need to have some parameters for knowing how to do that and how to do that successfully. So I'm going to give you two ideas in order to give you a little bit of direction, a little bit of a runway in order to make smart choices. Because I don't know about you, Summer, but sometimes it is really hard for me to get rid of the things. Clutter carries different attachments. Sometimes there is emotional clutter. Sometimes there is visual clutter. Sometimes there is intellectual clutter. Sometimes there is digital clutter. Sometimes there's all kinds of different clutter, and it carries a different weight for you. And if it's attached to a different type of heartstring, it is tricky to get rid of. So here's what I want you to think about. Summer, the very first thing I want you to have in mind is, and this takes a little bit of work, and it might be something that I've not yet said before when it comes to decluttering. But when you understand your design style, when you are in tune with your design aesthetic, when you know which design elements you gravitate to over and over and over again, sometimes when you have that list handy, let's say we have the list of metals and woods and colors and little design details that make up the things that you just make you happy. They are your style. You pick them over and over and over again. Have that list handy, and the things when you declutter that aren't on that list, those could be an outlier. Those could be, once you cross-reference them with the list you just created of your design style aesthetic, those, if they don't belong, you can toss. Now, here's what I mean by toss. We know that I am definitely a reuser. I want to make sure that those landfills are not filled. So give them away. Donate them. Have a garage sale. Sell them on Facebook Marketplace. But whatever you do, Summer, try to do that quickly. Because when you're trying to remove clutter from your space and you have it just kind of hanging out in another corner, you trip on that. You second guess those decisions of the things that went into that decluttering pile. And sometimes those get brought back into your home, especially if you have little kiddos who like to see that pile too. And monitor your decision-making skills. We don't want that. We want you to make headway and get those items out the door. The second thing I want you to think about, Summer, is what natural boundaries do you have in your home? You say you have minimal storage, but what kind of storage do you have? Now, what I want you to think about is bigger sets of parameters or boundaries in your space. So let's talk about the kitchen for just a second. I know that in my kitchen, I have the kitchen itself as its natural parameter, as its natural boundary. But I know I have subsets of boundaries within that kitchen. If I'm looking and showing you my kitchen, I have the refrigerator. Yep, that is its own boundary. I have the pantry. Yep. I have the drawers. I have the cupboards. I have the counter space. I don't really count my counter space because I don't really like to store things on my counter, but maybe you do, and that's okay. Those are subsets of the larger boundary called your kitchen. And I bet within those subsets, you have even smaller boundaries. It's like a Matryoshka doll. You know, those little Russian stacking dolls where you have the bigger doll and you take off the lid and there's another little doll and you take off the lid and there's another little doll and you take off the lid until finally you're down at the last little doll that doesn't, it is so small that you can't take off any lid. Your kitchen, that big boundary, is like a Matryoshka doll. Every other little area in your kitchen is like one of those little nesting dolls, a smaller subset. So let's go into your pantry. I know if I were to open up my pantry, I might have 5 shelves. Those are all subsets. On those shelves, I might have little containers. Those containers house different things for me. And I'm telling you this because I want you to be really mindful of the boundaries you create here, the space that you have allotted for the things that you want to keep. Now, you can do the same thing within your own closet. You can do the same thing within your bathroom, the same thing within your bedroom. You're taking a whole generalized look and view of your big room and you're breaking it down into quadrants. Those quadrants are the subsets or the little boundaried areas like dressers or baskets or bookshelves. And here's the thing, Summer. We are not adding any additional storage. We know we can't. We have minimal storage. But what we can do is be really mindful about what gets placed inside of each subset and allowing the boundary that that subset creates to be enough. So going back to my pantry, going back to my 5 shelves in my pantry, I know that each shelf is assigned a purpose. It has a job. 1 shelf is breakfast items. And if I have more breakfast items than what will fit on the shelf, guess what? I have too many breakfast items I need to remove. That will be an indication for me to know when it's time for me to shop for more, of course, but it's also an indication of having too much. Because when I have too much, Summer, I'm not going to create another space. I don't want that, taking this example specifically, I don't want my breakfast items to flow over onto my counters. I don't want my breakfast items that would naturally sit in the pantry on the breakfast item shelf, I don't want them to now live underneath the kitchen sink, we'll say, just because there's room. The natural boundary for that one area, that is it. That is all. Now, here's what I want you to think though, Summer, because let's use that same specific example. I've got my pantry, I've got my shelf, I've got my breakfast items, and I have maybe a few more items. Can I think about using that shelf a little differently? Can I think about storing my breakfast items a little bit more efficiently? Maybe those big boxes take up a lot of space. And maybe I have a basket where all the cereal goes into the basket after I've taken them from their box. And wow, that reduced the amount of space that those boxes took up. Or maybe there's space for me to go vertically. Can I have a little shelf stacker in that pantry in order to create more space and more room using the overall physical space as its own boundary? Remembering that I'm not overflowing. I am definitely not doing that, but I'm using the limitation of the physical boundary as my guide here. All right, Summer, so 2 ways to, yes, remove that visual clutter. because sometimes that visual clutter, we know it can create a visceral reaction inside of your body and it can cause stress. This is not Danny making it up. This is, I will find some facts for us all, friends, because this is a real phenomenon. And if it's something that you are battling with in your own home, if it's something that you feel, it's something to pay attention to. But remember, you have physical boundaries all throughout your home. You have it just in the rooms themselves, the storage items you have. And if you're clamoring for more space, think about actually, do you need more space or do you need to get rid of? And chances are you probably need to get rid of. All right, friend, if you have a question that you want answered on the show, or, and again, if you want to know what the news is happening tomorrow, May 1st, send me an email at hello@figandfarmathome.com and I will make sure I either A, answer your question, or B, let you know on the big secret. All right, friends, until next time, I will see you soon.
Hey, real quick before you go, if you learned something new or found value in today's podcast, would you head over to iTunes to Fig and Farm at Home and leave a review and subscribe to the show? That would be awesome. And if you'd like to connect with my community of mamas who are learning to be intentional storytellers within their own homes, join us at bit.ly/design101group. There's always more room at the table. See you soon.